Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today live from the studios here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. We have some very special guests on today. I'm hoping to reach Simon for our first hour, but if we not, we have some wonderful backups as well. Michiko Hayashi from the Moto Peace Project is here with me, and she'll be talking about the importance of water. We also have an Italian professor, a famous Italian professor from Italy coming on. His name is Professor Giuseppe Vitellio from Italy. He'll be talking about his petition to the United Nations on making water a basic right. He has many famous scientists who signed on to it, including Noam Chomsky of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and outside Boston, and Professor Jerry Pollack, our very own famous water professor here at the University of Washington. Also in the studio with me today is Anthony Federico, who channels angels along with his fiancée, Rieko, in Japan, and he'll be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month, channeling angels. So if you'd like to meet angels and talk to angels, Anthony has a direct line to angels. So if we can't reach Simon, we'll be talking about his work here in a few minutes. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. My Galactic Wisdom Conference will be coming up just next month on March 13th, 14th, and 15th. And it starts on the 13th, and I'd like to say that's a lucky Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. the cost for the three-day conference is just $197 with discounts for seniors and low income. So if you're interested, please visit our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The schedule will be updated this weekend. There are quite a few. I'm having some new speakers come, including Emmanuel Eiter, who's a French Hollywood film producer. He's a wonderful man. I'm actually in two of his films. Michiko's in several of his films as well. Emmanuel will be flying up from Hollywood on Friday, and he'll be giving a workshop and teaching a class on how to produce spiritual films on Saturday evening from 5 to 7:30 p.m., and it's all part of the conference, and if you can come, you'll be able to meet him. I want to thank all the sponsors of this show, many sponsors of this show, especially Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, and I especially want to thank them for their recent generous contribution for a new library for the Hopi Indians in Arizona. It's amazing, really. There's almost 20,000 people at the Hopi Reservation in Arizona, and they don't have a functioning library. But we're turning things around, gathering money and books now for the Hopi. And if you'd like to donate books or computers for the Hopi toward this worthy goal, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We'll also be going down to see the Hopi, and both Michiko and I will be giving presentations at the Hopi Reservation on Friday. I believe it's March 20th from 1 to 4 p.m. In addition, we'll be at the Sedona Library on March 19th in the afternoon from about 1 to 5 p.m. as well. So those are open to the public and free, and so I hope you can come. My guest today will be a fantastic doctor named Dr. Jun Shimizu. That's his name, who lives here in the Bellevue area. He practices what he calls quantum healing. He'll also be talking about some new natural remedies for autism, which really, he says, really do work. There's a doctor in California we're going to try to reach during the program, Saima Ash, who's a certified autism therapist. And she says that her work does help people with autism. So this is an amazing event for people out there who'd like to help autism for their children or people they know. There's a book written by Laura Hirsch entitled The Other Side of Autism that was published in 2010. And Laura's story is a very interesting one. I have a few minutes to discuss it now since we're still trying to reach Simon, but as soon as he comes on, I'll bring him right on. But at any rate, Laura's son got autism after he was vaccinated with the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination. That's the MMR vaccination. The MMR vaccination is particularly dangerous because The rates of autism here in the United States have climbed from 1 in 10,000 children in 1996 to 1 in 23 children today, and 1 in 44, sorry, 1 in 23 boys today, and 1 in 44 girls today. That's a tremendous increase. And in this book, Laura Hirsch wrote back in 2010, she said the main cause of autism, there are several factors, but the main cause of it was a series of illegal U.S. government chemical weapons factories in the deserts of Nevada that Richard Nixon originally authorized illegally back in 1972. 1972 was a pivotal year for the United States because during that time, he signed an agreement with the Russians stating that the U.S. would stop, both the U.S. and the Soviet Union would stop manufacturing chemical weapons. Nixon had no intention of honoring that agreement. He went ahead and decided to fund it anyway through a series of black projects. And those chemical weapons factories, I'm told, are still operating today. The problem with these chemical weapons factories is that they have absolutely no congressional oversight, and they regularly pump out large quantities of anthrax, botulism, and other very deadly chemicals into the atmosphere of Nevada. Now, when the winds pick that up, those winds bring that botulism, anthrax, and other chemical weapons to the potato fields of Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. And the problem is that those tuber crops absorb those chemicals, and when little children eat those potatoes, like French fries at McDonald's, and then they have the MMR vaccination, the combination of the MMR vaccination and the tuber crops produce autism. This is all documented in Laura Hirsch's book, The Other Side of Autism. This is information she received from psychics, from talking to my good friend Albert Einstein, as well as President Roosevelt, who's passed away, but he's still alive, very much alive on the other side. So but there is, and she said also said in that book, that within 10 years, by the year 2020, that there would be a remedy coming out for autism that would cure these poor, unfortunate children that have autism. And that's happening now. And so we'll be talking about that the second part of the show. And I'm so happy to bring this doctor on who's found the research to do it. It's all done through homeopathy. Unlike the MMR vaccination, there's no side effects except for healing for the autism for these kids have. I want to thank everyone for many sponsors of the show, especially my friends Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness to make this world a much better and happier place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with over a quarter of a million listeners. With that, of course, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who puts in many hours of wonderful work designing my website, providing wonderful support. My friends in the Galactic Alliance, I know, who are supporting the show and who are listening today. My angelic and earthly family, and of course, KKNW, without whose help and support with this program would not be possible. I've just noticed that, as I mentioned, that the light in the studio is getting much brighter. And when that happens, I know that there's a lot of angels around us today. So it's always nice to have them here. I want to tell everyone also that I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who passed on or contact your angels and spirit guides, everyone has at least one, and get some good spiritual advice, please email me anytime at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. This month in February, I have a special present for you, which is February is going to end in a couple of days, but I'm giving discounts on my readings for only $50 for a full one-hour reading. If you'd like to talk to your relatives or family who have passed on, or contact your spirit guides and get some good advice on your career, love life, or future, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Next month, on March 13th, 14th, and 15th, I'll be having my next Galactic Wisdom Conference. Among the speakers will be Simon Parks, who he'll be giving a presentation by Skype from England. Simon's a fascinating fellow, and I'm so sorry we haven't been able to reach him today, but the hour is still young, and we might be able to reach him later in the hour. I know Eric does a wonderful job. He keeps trying. Also, James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy, will be giving a presentation. The Celestine Prophecy came out in the 1990s, and it talked about how you should trust your intuition and trust your heart mind for getting good messages from the other side. And he was an amazing man. I read the book back in the 90s, and it actually helped me on my spiritual path, too. So I hope you can come and listen to him. Alex Collier will likely be coming in person to my event. He's a famous contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy. He actually was here on my show a week ago. And the interesting thing said, he talked about the coronavirus. He said that in addition to he said that the virus itself is not as deadly as the media makes it out to be. However, there is a second virus, a deadly virus released by the Chinese government in Wuhan that has killed many people. That's what's the Chinese government. It's hard to know what things the Chinese government says are the truth because they lie constantly. But one thing that has gotten out is that many people have died as a result of the coronavirus in China. But it's not so much of the coronavirus itself but this secondary virus. That's why the Chinese have shut it down as much. I wish the people there well, and I hope that relief can be had for them. I think the coronavirus is a manufactured bioweapon. It's not a natural occurrence. It's out there to instill fear and control over the people of this planet, but I don't think it'll succeed. Like everything else, it won't succeed. The planet is ascending right now. We are entering a beautiful new Aquarian age, and I know that we have a bright, beautiful future ahead of us. By the way, for those interested in my book, Messages from the Masters, it's just $20. It has messages from great spirits such as Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, on our beautiful, bright future. Included with the book is a free reading by yours truly, and the cost is just $20. If you're interested in the book, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. In addition, we'll be having Rex Baer of the Leak Project. Rex is a fascinating fellow. He produces documentaries on YouTube. He has something like 300 or 400,000 people who follow him on YouTube. But he's an amazing man. I really like Rex. He said he's going to be there. There's another gentleman named Eric Rains, who's an energy healer who can take out negative implants. He lives in Salem, Oregon, so it'll be easy for him to come up in person to the conference. And if you'd like to meet Eric in person, please come. Please come. We all welcome you. Michiko Hayashi, of course, will be there from the Emoto Peace Project. And it's more than just, I know you give out children's books, but you also do your Hado treatments as well. Could you tell us a little bit about your Hado treatments? What's the theory of Hado, and what does Hado mean in English?
Hado means vibration. And as Dr. Emoto said, and as other doctors also said, that everything on this earth is vibration. Mm-hmm. And vibration affects us, and when we are in a better vibration, in resonating the intrinsic vibration, then we don't have any problems. But when we have, when we are not in tune with the vibration that we're supposed to be, then we start to have the problems. And what I'm doing, as Dr. Emoto used to do, is that we detect using this Hado vibrational machine. Mm-hmm. We detect what kind of vibration in your emotion and toxins and all physical problems that you have in your subconscious mind. And after that, we make the water the get to find out the Hado vibrational codes to heal or neutralize the negative vibration and have each person drink his or her personalized water. And yeah, That's how we help people.
Let's give a concrete illustration of that. Okay, that's theory. Let's do practice. Mm-hmm. There was a lady 2 years ago who came to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, mm-hmm. and I remember her very well. She lived out to the ocean. She must have been in her mid-60s, and she hadn't talked to her daughter in something like 20 or 25 years. She came up to me, and she said, "Ted, I'd like to get in touch with my daughter again. I don't know what to do. What can you would recommend?" And I said, "Well, do some prayers and meditation. Send lots of love and light to your daughter. But also we have Michiko Hayashi plus Shiichiro Yoshinuchi."
Yoshinuchi.
Right, who specialize in Hado treatments. And Dr. Emoto, before he passed away in October 2014, found that everything is hado or vibration. So that if you change the vibration of your body so it resonates with better health, for example, mm-hmm. or getting along better with your daughter you haven't seen in 25 years, it does work and yeah. it really helps people. So you created, you and Shiichiro created, Yoshi created this water. And the way they did it is that they have a special machine where they, it's a diagnostic device, but they put their left hand in the machine. They take all metal off because it can affect the results. They put their hand on the machine, and then the machine reads their energy.
Mm-hmm.
Then it raises the vibration of the water to a point where she will have better relations with
the vibration that she needs for
she
that
needs
purpose.
For that purpose, to raise the vibration of the water so that it'll be she will see. So hopefully they'll have better relations with her
right.
daughter. Well, she drinks the water, and 2 days later. Tell my listeners what happened.
I think she called you, Ted,
she called me, yeah.
And said that her daughter called after 20 years for the first time.
20 or 25 years.
Yeah. And then finally they started to talk to each other and started to get along with each other. And I think by drinking that, her personalized water, which was made to raise her neutralize the blockage or the release the blockage that she had, that water helped her and release the blockage that
you
they
know,
had.
You know, a story like that is priceless. What price can you put on? Mm-hmm. And if you went to a medical doctor, they couldn't help you.
Right.
You
right,
know, yeah. you might be able to get help from a psychologist. I don't know. but that's the kind of miracles that happen.
That can
yeah,
happen.
That can happen with people. And right. so if you'd like a hado treatment, just send me an email to outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com. And we can set up a time mm-hmm. for you to
sure.
to do
during
a,
the, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
a Galactic Wisdom Conference, because I will be here at that time.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's great. Wonderful. I'm so honored that you'll be coming
well,
again.
Thank you.
This year, too, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year. The first time will be July 1st through the 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. Now, the July date's very special, and that's very special because I've been told by my friends in the Hollow Earth that this planet and parts of this planet, and especially Mount Shasta, will be shifted into the fifth dimension by July of this mm-hmm. year. Now, this is February, so that's only, my goodness, 5 months away. 5 months away.
Soon.
And
yeah.
I've been going to Mount Shasta every year since 2015. And what's interesting is that in the past, when I've taken my small groups there, we do lots of prayers and meditation, and we always see the people of Telos and Adama, the high priest of underneath Mount Shasta, in our mind's eye. We do a lot of astral travel, actually. And also in September 2016, there was a group of about five or six Koreans who physically went into Telos and Shambhala. That was pretty amazing. They went right through they walked right through the rock, and they were greeting them. They went there. But this July should be very different. This July, what will happen is that if the planet does shift into the fifth dimension, this July, then the Telosians and Adamba will be walking around us in physical form on the mountain. But that'll be pretty amazing. One of the things, too, that happens, we always see lots of Sasquatch running around. Actually, last summer in July, there was one juvenile Sasquatch who kept stealing our food all the time, which wasn't much fun. But anyway, we talked to the responsible adults, and they agreed to rein in their child, and everything was fine after that. But we did get I took pictures of the prince, and they actually went to the bathroom outside of somebody's tent too.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's a lot of evidence coming in. But in addition to that, we see lots of UFOs flying around. In July of last year, the commander of all the Pleiadian craft for planet Earth, Admiral Hilarious, beamed himself down to our campsite. We connected with him telepathically one night. We asked him to move left, and he moved left. Then we asked him to move right, and he moved right, and then up and down. And finally, before we know it, he was there at our campsite. He wasn't in the third dimension. He was still in fifth dimension, but you could see his shadow, his figure ephemerally in the a firelight. But we talked to him for quite a while. He said that he and his ships had been here on planet Earth for he's been away from home about 6 years, and he will be staying around planet Earth helping us with the ascension until we ascend, which should be in the next couple of years. So it was amazing talking to him. I often see his ship up in the skies. It's very easy to tell his ship if you see it. It's a rectangular shaped ship. Mm. So if you're wondering whether that's a star, well, stars aren't rectangular. His is. I also saw his ship when I was down in Peru with my group at Lake Titicaca about a month ago. He was there as well.
Yeah.
But most of the times I do see him out in the atmosphere. The other ships I see are the Seyrays ships. They are usually a big, bright white light in the middle with a series of smaller white dots around the white light. Mm. But they're there as well. They're all here to help us. And, of course, we always visit with the people of Telos and Adama. The history of the people of Telos is very interesting. They came there 12,500 years ago to escape destruction of the planet by the Atlanteans, who were using crystalline and nuclear technology to try to control the planet. Well, much like today, they got belligerent. They tried to control the planet. They used nuclear and crystalline weapons against various peoples on the planet, and they ended up destroying much of it. The Lemurians had a vast civilization out in the Pacific, and what they did is that they escaped underneath Mount Shasta to a bunch of different caverns. And in these caverns, they managed to get all their technology and 25,000 of their people. Their population at the time of this conflict was about 1.3 million. So they saved a relatively small amount. But they've since grown. They have 1.3 million people beneath Mount Shasta. And they're there to help us. And they love us dearly. Their ships have actually been helping to clean up much of the radiation across the Pacific from Fukushima. Of course, the mass media in the United States and elsewhere doesn't mention Fukushima anymore, but it's still there. And the reason why it's not as bad as it could have been is because we're getting outside help. We're getting help from the Pleiadians, and we're also getting help from the Galactic Alliance. The Galactic Alliance is an alliance of 450 million planets, and this were one-third part of the Milky Way galaxy. They number approximately 7 trillion entities. They're mostly, but not all, human, mostly human, and we'll be seeing them physically and their ships in the next few years as this planet rises to the fifth dimension. And there's nothing really that the negative elements can stop it, because we are well on our way, and Earth is destined to become a much better and happier place. In addition to the cost for going to Mount Shasta is just $200 per person. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to tell you that both trips are filling up fast, and soon I don't want to take a large group down there. There will not be any more spaces available. So if you are interested, please email me as soon as possible. In addition, this year, from May 17th to June 5th, I will be taking a small group of people to visit Peru. I was in Peru just a month ago, and I visited a place called Amaramuro, which is at the southern part of Lake Titicaca in Peru. Amaramuro is a stargate. It's a stargate to Agartha, and Agartha is a fifth density civilization underneath the planet. And the amazing thing happened when we were there last month. A group of us walked up to this stargate. Now, the stargate itself is a sheer rock cliff with it's a chair on the side of the cliff. And several of us put our hands on the rock around this stargate chair, and the rock started turning to jello. Another gentleman from our group, Tom from New Jersey, was able to see through the rock into the hollow earth, into Agartha. And then to top things off, we had a chorus of children from Agartha singing in the hollow earth, singing to us the whole time. We were there about an hour and a half. There wasn't anybody else around. There's a small village, maybe about 2 miles, mile away. And we walked up, and we thought there was another tour group up there and with children singing. And we thought, oh, how nice, they're all singing to us. Well, after about 30 minutes, we realized that those kids were from the Hollow Earth, and they came up to actually visit with us. And so we heard them. We didn't see them, but we could sure feel their presence. We also saw evidence of Sasquatch being around there all over the place. And as we were leaving, Admiral Hilarious and his ship showed up out of nowhere, just appeared, and you could see the rectangular shaped ship above us. And to top it off, just as we were leaving and the Pleiadian ship was flying overhead, two condors flew overhead. So it was a kind of a nice way to end the evening. On the May trip, I'm planning on camping there at the spot, weather permitting. So that should be pretty amazing. And we plan to go into Agartha in the Hollow Earth. We also plan to visit Machu Picchu, the Nazca Lines, and Paracas, which has a Paracas is on the coast of Peru. It has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. It's a fascinating place. The cost is just $497 per person with airfare and accommodations extra. From North America, from Canada or the United States, airfares go as low as $250 to $450, sometimes a little bit more than that, but it's not very expensive. Accommodations usually cost between $7 and $25 to $30 a night. It's very reasonable. Meals are very reasonable. So you could swing the whole trip for easily under $1,000. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We have some extra time now, so I'll also be telling you about some fascinating. We'll be giving, both Michiko Hashi and I will be giving presentations in the New York area next week on March 2nd from 6 p.m. To 9:30 p.m. We'll be at the Long Island Buddhist Meditation Center in Riverhead, New York. It's a beautiful place, and I hope you can come if you're in the Long Island area. Then on March 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Shumai New York Center.
Shumai.
Michiko will be giving a presentation on her messages from water. March 4th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at 201 South Kemp Street in Lyons, Pennsylvania. We both will be giving presentations then. Michi will be giving her presentations on messages from water, and I'll be giving my presentation on messages from the masters. Also, I want to tell people my new book, Journey to the Other Side, talking to angels and other benevolent beings, is done. It's being edited now. I've had many requests for it. It should be done within about 2 weeks or so, give or take, edited. Then it's going to be shipped off to my publisher friend in Munich, Germany, where it will be published in both German, auf Deutsch, and also in English. And I'll be giving you the contact information and where to order that book as soon as it's released. And with that, what I'd like to do is to bring on my good friend, Anthony Federico. Anthony, how are you doing today?
Excellent.
Oh, good. 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 Anthony's visiting us from Los Angeles. He just flew in last night. And he works with his fiancée, Rieko, from the Osaka, Japan area. And they specialize in contacting angels to help people, which I find just fascinating. Anthony, how did you ever get started in this kind of angel work?
She got started really overnight. She had a dream one night. She woke up. She was called to the forest in Japan. Mm-hmm. So she went to the forest and then realized that the trees were talking to her and that she could communicate with them.
Yeah.
It never happened to her before.
Uh-huh.
And then since that day, she's been gifted with remarkable abilities.
Uh-huh.
By looking at someone, she can look at what type of blocks they're holding on to that get in the way of what reality experience they want to have. And she also connects with angelic beings. That's the strongest dimensional connection she has.
Mm-hmm.
So her consciousness is very much attuned with how angels view our society. And even talking to her, you'll see that she talks a little bit different than a lot of people because she has this angelic state of mind.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. How did you meet? I think that would be fun to share that story, if you don't mind me asking.
So I got inspired to go on Ted's camping trip to the Hollow Earth in Mount Shasta. So I sent Ted an email. We became quick friends, and then I went on the trip. Meanwhile, Rieko in Japan sent out an intention that she wanted to meet her life partner.
Oh.
She got a message from her guides that she needed to go to Mount Shasta, even though some people around her told her that she shouldn't go and that she should go somewhere else. So she decided to go there. She went there with her sister and with a really lovely Japanese tour guide who works and has an art gallery in Mount Shasta. I went on Ted's camping trip. We ended up, through synchronicity, at the same time in the same place at the Panther Meadows Sacred Springs.
Mm-hmm.
She saw me, and she said to her sister, "I saw him in a dream last night. That's the guy from my dream."
Oh, really?
Wow.
Fantastic.
So I went over, I talked to her, and since that day, we've been doing readings for people. We ended up giving readings for about, I want to say, half of the members in the campsite,
mm-hmm.
Doing energy healings and readings, and we've just been having so much fun, we've never stopped since that day.
And we're very fortunate because you and Enrico will be here for my Galactic Wisdom Conference next month.
We're really excited. We're going to probably, based on what they want, be channeling messages from angels and other benevolent high-dimensional beings for the beginning, and then we'll open up to questions. You can ask us anything you like, and then she can also do an energy reading for anyone in the audience. And if you have a specific reality that you want to experience, she can give you advice on how to manifest that. I, too, will be doing energy healing throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some of your guides or some of your angels might sneak messages to me as she's doing her work, and I'll be sharing that with you as well. We also do private one-on-one sessions, both in person when we're in the Los Angeles area and wherever we are at the time, or we also do them on Skype. So if you want to contact us, our number, our email is info@yourdreamsallcametrue.com. That's dreams with an S and came in past tense.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, I hope you don't mind me asking you this question. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Please.
But do you have any messages for yours truly today?
As in me or as in you?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
They sent me an image of a long ribbon that mm-hmm. people are now running across a finish line, mm-hmm. and now you're cutting the ribbon, or as you're running through the ribbon, through the finish line of this race, and the ribbon is ripping across your chest as you're running through the race. They don't want you to plan on setting up the future. They want you to realize that now you're running through the finish line.
Mm.
And to bask in that, and to focus on how excited you're going to be.
Okay.
This isn't the time to focus on the past. To get excited.
Okay.
For what you've always wanted, for what's to come. Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
Okay. Well, thank you. That's great. That's great. Let me ask them this. What do they think of the coronavirus, if you don't mind me asking? And what can people do to protect themselves?
Young ones, the world always starts in you. It may look external, but it's a mirror. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the free will to live the life they want. It is your gift to live the life you want. Be not surprised if your life is very different than those around you. For you, for your own reflection of all that is. Does this help?
Yeah, it does help. Do they see this if people maintain a positive attitude? And boy, we've got a bunch of white light now coming into the studio, so I know the angels are here, Anthony. Do they see it's a good thing to be positive about and upbeat about what's going on with the coronavirus? Versus
for those who choose it, it is always available. Live whatever you want. Open up your hands and receive. It is always your choice.
Okay.
Get out of the idea that one choice is better than the other.
Okay. 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 All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to try to reach Eric. We'll have to improvise a little bit. We're going to try to reach this doctor who's been doing some groundbreaking work in autism early, if we can. Otherwise, we'll just keep. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about, so that's fine. That's fine. Thanks, Eric. What do they see anything happening in the next couple of years? Will we still be shifting into the fifth dimension by 2025, 2024?
Telling me that it's different what you're focusing on. They're excited for the different probabilities, mm-hmm. but it's not just one world. Everybody's going to be living. Everyone's on their own ride, is how they're putting it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. There are certain ideas. We've agreed to share collectively, mm-hmm. but there's a great deal of freedom which allows for your individuality, and that's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
you're saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really excited, though.
Okay.
So I'll take that as a double thumbs up.
Okay, good. All right, great, great. I've been told that we don't have to worry about a nuclear war or any kind of the old paradigm of war and conflict is gone away, or it's going away.
Understand that this means you must agree to let go of war and conflict inside yourself.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
That's the perspective that they're sharing with me.
Okay. All right. That's what Mahatma Gandhi's told me, the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. He came to me, I don't know, 3-4 years ago and said, be the change that you wish to see in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it is.
Yeah.
You know, you have to really work on yourself. And President Kennedy's told me many times that if he'd been allowed to live, if he hadn't been, you know, murdered by the cabal, that we would be in the fifth dimension now.
Mm.
And we'd be living 300 or 400 years. Mm. We'd have free energy. The planet would have ascended decades ago. And thanks, Harry. Okay, so things would have been speeded up. But he also said that it's the destiny of this planet to shift into the fifth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a reason why we're all here. All of us chose to be here at this time. And my friends, my Galactic Alliance friends, tell me that this is the most exciting show in the universe right now. Yeah, this planet that's shifting into the higher dimensions.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Yeah.
And myself, I've waited like 52,000 years or 720 lifetimes, 2 Mayan Katun cycles for this.
Yeah.
So I'm quite excited.
I think that's why they sent you the image of running across the finish line to now get excited. You have waited for this and now you get to have it. So let's focus on how fun it's going to be.
That's right. That's right.
They want to emphasize that every choice, no matter what people make, is one valuable reflection of Source in its own place and time. And so no matter what people choose, they'll be experiencing what's right for them mm-hmm. at their time.
Sure.
And one thing that's different from how it used to be even more, uh-huh. we will realize it even more, is even more so, we will be experiencing other people who are making choices more like ourselves.
Right.
So if you want to spend time with people making choices very different than you, time's running out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, time is running out.
Enjoy the discord and the contrast while it lasts.
Uh-huh. While it lasts, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
things are balancing.
Uh-huh. Well, last night I took Anthony and Michiko to a movie called it's called 5G Acopolis.
Apocalypse.
And it's not really a cheery film, as you can tell by the name, but it does educate you as to problems with 5G. And one of the messages I asked you to channel some angel messages from the other side. What did the angels say about that? That was interesting. I remember you talked about that, if you don't mind me sharing that.
Let's see if they want to add anything.
But go ahead and...
They said go with what we said yesterday. Basically, it's the film showed the 5G and these potential dangerous effects, and a very good film with a lot of information. And their message is, this is the world you're letting go of. Do you want to keep focusing on this type of world, or are you ready to let this type of world go?
Right.
And whatever anything is, we are so much more powerful that we can do much more damage to ourselves by being negative about it. Or as you really wonderfully put it, by being positive, we can turn anything into a positive situation and can't be affected by it.
You can make lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This the metaphor of when you're making a right turn in your car, you don't look in front of you, you put your eyes on where you're going to direct your turn, and then your hands will automatically turn you there. So they're saying it's wonderful to focus on what type of action you feel you need to change and do to create the reality you want to experience, but have your vision and your focus and your consciousness be already on where you're going, where you're ending up.
Right.
And that's how you connect the two dots.
Right, right. Well, I think that's why Dr. Emoto's work was so important. And Mitch, you might want to say something about that, because we are all powerful spiritual beings meant to create our own reality. And so if, for example, you watch, not to criticize CNN, but I'll criticize CNN, if you watch CNN or MSNBC or CBS or ABC or one of the media mass media places, and they constantly talk about negative things, war, conflict, you're going to get conflict and war. I mean, yet you're creating that reality. And they almost never, mass media in the United States especially, almost never has any good news. Never.
But, you know, I think we can also choose to be where you want to be.
That's my next point.
Right,
yeah. That's my next point, is because if that's why I don't watch much mass media anymore, because most of it's just pure garbage. And most people in the United States are realizing that, too. Today, more people watch the Cartoon Channel than CNN. And it's just amazing. So, I mean, a lot of people ask me where I get my news from. I get it from my angel guides and alternative media. You know, I do listen to the mass media sometimes, but, you know, I wish they would do it. You know, when I was growing up as a kid, we had journalists who actually worked and provided wonderful stories, good stories, to the American public. Mm-hmm. But now that 60s, 70s, 80s, now those days are gone.
You're providing good information.
Yeah, I try.
So, you know.
Yeah, I try to balance that.
It's okay. What they're doing is what they think they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we don't want to resonate with that vibration. If we go higher, then you don't really get angry, or you don't feel any negative feelings from that. And we just stay happy and share all the positive information, happiness, and laughter. And that's where we are just choosing to go and creating the world of reality.
Sure, sure. Yeah. This is a question that came in for Simon yesterday, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it now and ask your guides. Ask both of you, actually, because that's an interesting question. This is Bridget, and she asked, when we reincarnate back here on Earth, do we have any say over which souls we get grouped with? How is this determined? Can we reunite with loved ones from our past lives? You first. Second.
Can we reunite with people from our past lives?
Yeah.
Do we have any say in which souls we're around?
Right.
And what was the last part of that?
Do we have any say over which souls we get grouped with? How is this determined? Can we reunite with loved ones from our past lives?
Wow.
Good question.
Understand that everyone you meet, you've made some type of contract with on some level. You choose not just some things, you choose everything, they're saying to me. But part of what you choose is a certain amount of flexibility that you can experiment with.
Mm-hmm.
But you choose everything. How do you choose it? They said, with excitement and wisdom.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you choose it before you come here.
I see.
With flexibility to experiment. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you are always with souls that are really, really significant, that have been significant for you. And the more you focus on that awareness of that,
mm-hmm.
the more it will become an even bigger part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you make a contract then with the Supreme Being, or God, if you will, before you come into this life,
mm-hmm.
of lessons you'd like to learn and people you'd like to meet and experiences you'd like to have.
Yeah.
And then you're also given this overlay of free will. This is a free will planet.
Yeah.
So then once you reincarnate here, you can follow this broad brush within a certain range of different experiences.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got.
Okay.
And they're also adding that the advantage of doing it with souls that you already have a great relationship with is you know each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm.
Right now, it's not just angels talking to me. My guides are kind of chipping in on this one.
Okay.
So the energy's a little bit different.
Okay,
Even people that you might feel you have an antagonistic relationship with might be a soul that you're very, very close with, and a soul you have much love for each other, because, you know, there's this great word you know in Japanese, hanmenkyoshi.
Hanmenkyoshi.
A teacher that teaches you what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So even these quote-unquote antagonistic relationships, it often takes a being who you have a really positive, strong relationship with to agree to have that type of teaching to each other.
Sure. When I've done psychic readings before, I got to tell you this is an interesting story. I'll run into like a daughter who'd never gotten along with her mom,
mm-hmm.
or a mom who's never gotten along with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to me and they said, why is this happening to me, to us? And I go back and I check out the Akashic records and I say, oh, simple. You guys hated each other in the last lifetime. You had this this fighting all the time. And guess what God decided to do? She decided to put you guys back together again in another soul relationship, and the mother-daughter relationship, the daughter might have been the mother the last time, and the mother might have been the daughter the last time, but they flip-flopped, and now in this relationship. And then like the mother came to me once, and she said, oh, that explains everything. My daughter acts like she's the mother, and I'm the daughter, and she's always telling me things to do, and I don't want to listen to her because I'm the mother. I'm supposed to have that role, but we have this cantankerous thing. And I said, look, and I explained everything. And then she said, that explains everything. And she was able to actually heal relationship with her daughter, knowing that kind of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And once you know that, then you don't, if a family member, for example, you're working out karma, you don't have to be nasty to them, because that just brings you down to their lower level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd be nice to them, and try to understand where they're coming from. And if you have that perspective that you're just simply paying off like a karmic debt from the past life, then you're able to cope with it much, much better. And I hope this message resonates with some people out there. If you'd like a reading, please send me an email, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or call me at 509-750-9793, or Anthony is... Yeah, or you can get a Hado treatment from Michiko, either way.
Yeah.
What's your contact information, Anthony? Again?
Our website is yourdreamsallcametrue.com. There's an S on dreams and came in past tense, because we can focus on the idea that anything you want to create already exists.
Right.
So you can go to our website, and then there's information how to contact us, how to book a session either in person or through Skype.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, that's a complicated website, but I think people can remember it. that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
And you get both of us, by the way, me and Inri, my better half, who's in Japan at the moment. And
okay.
You get to hear her lovely Japanese voice.
Okay. Okay. Great.
And I'm translating between Japanese and English.
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Well, will she be coming next month, by the way?
Yeah, so I will be there in person at the Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, and she'll be attending definitely by Skype. There's a chance she'll fly in, but at least over Skype. So
okay.
It's going to be really fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for inviting us, Ted.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm not sure the airline. I think it's All Nippon Airlines. ANA is having a seat sale currently right now for a little over $400 U.S. dollars from Vancouver, Canada to Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it goes opposite, but yeah. But anyway, they are having a seat sale now. If you were going to give advice, Anthony, on people, a person comes up to you and how do you make this world a better place in your own small way, what would your guide say about that simple question?
Don't feel that you have to help in the way that other people are helping.
Uh-huh.
You all have your own unique interests, your own flavor. That's the whole point.
Okay.
So focus on doing what's most exciting for you. And if you feel your attention being pulled externally, return your focus to yourself and know that it's all happening inside of you. You are the universe you're experiencing.
Okay.
And when you're doing what's most wonderful for you and what's most loving for you, then you give that gift to everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. 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 Michi, what advice, if somebody came up to you on the street and said, "Oh, I've heard so much about you. How do I help to make this world a better place?" What would you tell them? You've got 4 minutes. That's right.
Okay, thank you. I would say think positive. Mm-hmm. Think, be loving and kind and be respectful. Then everything will change within you and around you. So all we can do is to change myself. Each single person changes myself. Everyone changes. So the world will be a beautiful and harmonious and peaceful place. And we have the choice. Every second is the choice that we can make. And if we choose to be loving, kind, and respectful, then my life will be so. Your life will be affected by my life because everybody is everything and everybody is energetic beings, and we're influencing each other.
There's a slide you have in your presentations, Michi, that talks about love and gratitude and how each one multiplies the other. Could you explain that briefly?
Yeah. I remember that Dr. Emoto always said that the reason why water made the most beautiful crystal, water crystal, from this love and gratitude, is there's a reason why water was trying to say something to us. Then he discovered and he said that the God or creator designed this earth based on love and gratitude. So if even now the creator or the God is sending his love through sun ray, and water is the substance that can transmits that beautiful love energy through sun ray to every beings on earth equally. So he said we should be receiving his love with two gratitudes. Then one will stay within me, the other will be shifted to love and given to the next person right beside, to Anthony. And Anthony will be receiving my love with two gratitudes. Then one will stay within you, and the other will be shifted to love and given to Eric, the next person. So it will start to go all around the world. And that way, this earth will be...
like the movie Pay It Forward some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do good things for people. They could do good things for people, and the whole thing spirals and blossoms. We've got about a minute left. And I'm still so blessed to have you both in the studio today. As it turned out, unfortunately, Simon's not available. But please, my listeners all over the world, please send lots of love and light to Simon. And hopefully he'll have a better internet connection when we have him on my show. He comes on twice a month, usually the first and third Fridays of every month. But we've had some delays, and I know sometimes he does lose internet connection. I think we're all powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. And when you make your decisions, always trust, my friends tell me on the other side, always trust your heart mind. your gut intuition, that psychic sense, is always correct. Not the logical mind. The logical mind is third density and part of the old system. That's not going to work very well as the planet ascends into the fifth dimension. And I think we're going to see some amazing changes this year, and disclosure too, that things that are true will become even truer. And also, I'm looking at people's telepathic abilities increasing, and psychic abilities too. This is just the cusp of a beautiful new age for all of humanity and creation. Anyway, please stay tuned, my friends. We'll be having Professor Giuseppe Vitalio from Italy on our next hour, along with another famous and wonderful doctor who will talk about natural remedies for autism. Please stay tuned, my friends.